A chance to revisit the suspense of Scream is this Saturday as Troop Dixie hosts Reels and Chills with a party and screening of the horror flick. Travis Lee is co-chair for this event and joins me for a preview. Travis, good to talk to you.
Hey there, Bob.
Well, tell us about, Travis, with an abundance of movie titles to consider, how did you arrive at choosing Scream?
Well, we did a concert last week, a 90s theme live music show, Loud and Live, spectacular, 90s edition. And we were coming up with trying to think of things for Halloween showing a movie. The quintessential 90s horror movie is Scream. And everybody on the board loves it, and we just thought it would be a great fit to kind of part two of our 90s showing at the Dixie.
Interesting idea. Okay, well, let's talk about the movie. What impresses you about this flick?
Well, I was in college when I first saw Scream in the movie theater, and I absolutely loved it. I think the shock factor, Drew Barrymore being a major star at the time, and I guess mm-hmm. she still is, being killed off in the first 5-6 minutes of the film, really, I just kind of grabbed your attention. You're just following the movie the entire time. I loved it.
It's one of those, it's like, okay, where does it go from here?
Absolutely. You know, and I'm not really a big horror movie film. I love horror movies, but I absolutely love that one just because of that. It kind of held you for the rest of the movie, wondering what in the world was going to happen.
Yeah, well, Travis, on that note, did you follow the sequels, and how did they stack up to the original, if so?
I did. I think I watched the second, possibly the third one. I don't really remember, but if that tells you anything, I didn't really follow them very much, just simply because that first one came out, and it was just an awesome movie. That was the one that stuck in my head. I don't really think they could have lived up to the first one by any stretch.
Well, as we get ready for the screening coming up on Saturday night, a pre-party is going to be taking place. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we partnered with Marcella Beverage out of Monroe. They've been gracious enough to donate a lot of things for us, and we're going to have a pre-party, and Hot Rods Barbecue here in Ruston is also going to provide some food. We're just going to get together, kind of a social event, and then 7 o'clock the movie's going to start. We're really excited to have these great companies behind us like Marcella Beverage and Hot Rods, and really help us get the community together.
And that pre-party is going to get underway at 6?
At 6 o'clock, yes.
Okay. Tell us about other activities that are planned. I understand there's a screening that's occurring earlier in the day?
Yeah, the Junior Auxiliary of Ruston is showing a matinee at 1 o'clock. They're showing Casper. It's a family-friendly film. We really try to get, as broad of a range ages as we can into the Dixie. But of course, with Scream, it's not really a family-friendly film. So the Junior Auxiliary approached us and asked to partner with us that they could show Casper for the children earlier in the day. So we're really excited to partner with them.
Well, the troupe has hosted events including live theater, the music shows, which you alluded to earlier. Tell us about the variety of events that are designed to bring support of the arts in Ruston.
Well, the Dixie Theater, Historic Dixie Theater, has been here for quite a while, and I think it underwent a renovation a couple years ago. And through that, we're trying to get more events and more things to get the younger generation involved. And Troop Dixie, we kind of target the 20 to 40-something crowd to cultivate, nurture a love and a passion, maybe a pride for the Dixie, as well as generate revenue and ensure the future of the Dixie Theater for generations to come. So we're doing events, movies that appeal to a younger audience. We're doing shows that appeal to a younger audience, for instance, the 90s show. We're just really trying to get, like I said, that passion, that pride for the Dixie Theater, reestablish that in Ruston.
Is it also reaching out, Travis, to the university community there?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a great support from Louisiana Tech and Grambling as well. So we're excited to have them involved as well.
Well, are there events that the group is helping to present during the holiday season that you're looking forward to coming up?
Yeah, we're looking at doing a Merry Movie Marathon where we'll show a couple of movies, the weekends leading up to Christmas. Last year we showed National Lampoon's. We're looking at a couple others. Die Hard has been mentioned. It's a quintessential Christmas movie. And some other things, possibly Elf. We're trying to finalize that. To show a couple movies that everybody loves and that everybody want to come and see in the Historic Dixie Theater.
You mentioned as far as Troop Dixie goes with the young professionals and the 20 to 40-somethings, tell us about that conversation there, what you're looking forward to in moving this group forward and bringing attention to the arts in Ruston.
Well, you know, I didn't grow up in Ruston. I did go to high school here. And, you know, my story is that, you know, I came here in 1996, and I was gone for 14 years, but came back. But until last March, I had never set foot in that building until an event with Troop Dixie. So that the purpose of Troop Dixie is to make sure that that doesn't happen again, basically, that the children and, you know, the teens and things like that in Ruston grow up knowing the Dixie, going to Dixie, and experiencing that, as well as being experienced the art scene here in Ruston. We've got a great group in NICLAC. Jessica Slaughter is leading that up, and she's doing such a great job of being out in the community, having classes. They're the ones that held Artoberfest a couple of months ago, as well as she's doing the holiday art crawl downtown. So we're really just trying to expose the younger generation to the art scene in Ruston, as well as, you know, just to know the history and create that passion and pride for the arts in the Dixie Theater downtown.
So we mentioned the pre-party for Scream coming up at 6. The movie rolls at 7 o'clock. Travis, how can you find out more about Saturday's event?
You can just simply go to Facebook and type in Troop Dixie. That's T-R-O-U-P-E, Dixie, D-I-X-I-E. And just click on the event section and click that you're attending, or shoot us a message and we can answer any questions you have. As well as the Junior Auxiliary, we've got a link to the Casper movie as well on our Facebook page. That's probably the easiest way to get in touch and find out information.
Travis Lee is co-chair for Reels and Chills, the pre-party and the screening of Scream coming up this Saturday. Travis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Bob. Really appreciate it.